Proclamation number 6567 of 9th of June, 1956. Redemptive work in the spiritual realm. Those who voluntarily offer their services to me on earth are integrated into a process of redemption and will always be able to fulfill their task because they are my servants who have offered their cooperation to me. If you humans could follow the work in the spiritual kingdom and also the battle of the world of light against the darkness, then you would also know what a small light already means in this darkness, and you would also realize how significant a contact is which was established from Earth with the world of light, which cannot be created by force. You would see how such a connection is utilized on the part of the beings of light and what extensive redemptive work can be initiated and carried out through it again. For the beings of light cannot influence the people of this earth if they do not enter their realm voluntarily. If they only ever turn their thoughts towards the world, and every person on earth who, through his own spiritual striving, also tries to direct his fellow human beings' thoughts in this direction is a hope for the beings of light to one day be able to establish contact with those they would like to work on for redemption. And in the same way, joyfully the souls in the spiritual realm, which still dwell in darkness, welcome a ray of light which radiates from Earth and which can likewise have a redeeming effect and really has a redeeming effect on a large scale. For this reason, however, the little flock of my co-workers is also recommended to the protection of all beings of light, and they all take care to keep these auxiliary forces so that the work of redemption can be carried out, which is particularly urgent in the last days before the end. After all, it is still necessary to save the souls from the new banishment into matter. You humans only know what has been revealed to you through my love. The beings of light, however, grasp everything in their understanding and activity around all souls which are in greatest danger is far greater. They make use of all possibilities of help and always endeavor to create new possibilities of help for themselves. And therefore they watch over people on earth with utmost care who are indispensable to them precisely because of their bond with the spiritual world, who open many doors for them through their spiritual work on earth, who work as bearers of light themselves and thus stand in the battle against darkness themselves. And do you really believe that I would so easily want to extinguish a light which once has flared up in love for me and which I can continually top up with ever brighter luminosity? Anyone who therefore knows what the pure truth means for all people and all souls in the spiritual realm will also not doubt that I protect every bearer of truth and try to keep him for a mission which is so urgent because the darkness has also become almost impenetrable. And thus, as long as the redeeming activity depends on light being brought into the darkness, on pure truth being opposed to error and lies, the bearers of truth will also be specially protected by mind, need not fear becoming incapable for their mission, for I reward their devotion to me by working through them myself and also maintaining the form for me for as long as I need them to cooperate. Because the last days require my unusual activity and therefore this will also sometimes emerge unusually. Amen.